朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
感谢主。
Praise the Lord。
今天早上不仅仅是新年啊，
Not only is the new year this morning,
也是我们今年第一个主日聚会。
And it's the very first Sunday service.
那我们整年新的主题叫做你们要多结果子，我就因此得荣耀。
And our theme for this year is by this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit.
所以今天早上我就要讲这个题目。
And so this morning we're going to focus on this theme.
我坐在底下的时候我就突然想到说今天其实是传福音聚会哈。
And I thought that this morning actually should be a gospel meeting. It's a gospel event.
因为这个信息对每一个基督徒来说都是福音，要一辈子听的福音。
Because for every believer, this is a great news, a wonderful news that we may enter into this gospel.
我们常常喜欢去听很多很新鲜的道，平常没听过的道。
If you find that oftentimes we want to listen to messages that are fresh, that are new, that we haven't heard before.
但是我们却忽略了那个最根基、最重要、最有福的信息。
But we neglect the messages that are most foundational, that are most blessed.
所以我们准备整个教会花一年的时间，好好在这个信息上能够晋升，能够彻底。
So this, our church, for this entire year, we want to go deeper, we want to go be more thorough on these words.
希望主给我们整个属灵的生命，我们的生活都带来一个突破。
That our spiritual life, our circumstances would have a breakthrough.
我相信在座有很多的人，我们常常困扰于那些赶不走的历史，那些痛苦的经验，或是那些失败的感觉。
And I know many of us, we are bothered by the histories that we can't cast away, and the sense of failure, the sense of wrong that we can't get rid of.
虽然新年的时候我们好像沾染了一年新年的喜气，大家 Happy New Year, 回到家可能又流泪了，又愤怒了，又痛苦了。
It seems like the new year does give us a sense of a spirit of a newness, and we have a little bit of a sense of joy, but we find that as we go home, we're drowning our sorrows again.
我决定相信这篇信息能够给我们每一个人属灵的生命跟我们目前的状况带来 breakthrough, 带来突破。
I do believe and I trust that this message will bring about a breakthrough for each and every one of our lives.
不是我能够给大家这个，而是这一段的经文圣灵把它放在我们生命中的时候，我们一定改变的。
It's not that I am able to give you anything, but when the Holy Spirit places these words in us, we will definitely be transformed.
我们一起来读好不好？
Let's read it together.
约翰福音一章十五章第一节到第八节。
John chapter 15 verse 1 through 8。
我昨天大概有将近250个人答应我，今年至少要把这第一节到第八节背起来。
There are about 250 people that promised me that this year they will at least memorize these 8 verses。
我希望每一个人都背，我们一起来读好不好
？Let's read it together。
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。凡属我不结果子的，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要藏在我里面，我也藏在你们里面。枝子若不藏在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不藏在我里面也是这样，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，藏在我里面的，我也藏在他里面，这人就多结果子，因为离了我你们就不能做什么。人若不藏在我里面，外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面。凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀。你们也就是我的门徒了。好，我想这段的经文基督徒都很熟。
And again, this portion of scripture, I think most Christians are very familiar with.
但是这一段的经文，它的境界却是很多基督徒没有进入。
But the realms of these verses describe a place that we seldom enter into.
也可以说是今天这个世代所有神的儿女跟众教会很严重的一个缺失。
And I would say that it is a loss for many Christians and many churches in this generation.
一方面是仇敌蒙蔽我们，让我们以为我们都懂了，我们都知道了。
On the one hand, we are blinded by the enemy. We think that we understand. We all know it.
另外一方面就是我们缺少那种主观真实的经验和经历。
Secondly, we lack the subjective experience of these verses.
所以当我们读这段话的时候，我们只是在头脑里，在观念里 来领受它。
So when we read these verses, we're only understanding in the confines of our mind and our understanding.
而且很多地方我们不明白什么叫做藏在我里面，藏在他里面。
And again, we don't really perceive and understand what does it mean to abide in him and him in me.
对，刚刚翻译用到这个 abiding 是一个更好的翻译，叫做住在，住在主的里面。
And this word abiding talks about us dwelling, being inside of the Lord.
住在里面不光是那个地位上地方上的，说我在这个房子里面，我住在这个房子里面。
It is not speaking simply of positionally or a locale that you are in this place.
这里讲的住是一个生命的连接它是一个 constant abiding, constantly abiding.
And again, abiding speaks of the connection of life that we are.Always infused in one another.
而且是一个活泼的连接，它是有交流的，它是有交流的。
And this abiding is alive, that this constant fellowship.
我想我们都学过那个树木的接枝插枝。
And we all know how we would graft in a particular branch on a tree.
你如果拿一个木头把它插到一个树上，它不会长东西。
If you just take any stick and you stick it into a tree, you know it's not going to produce anything.
因为它是一个有生命跟无生命的连接，它不会有交流的。
Because there's a connection of something that is alive and something that is dead. There is no fellowship.
所以约翰福音十五章这里所说的 abiding, 它不光是地位上我跟你连在一起了。
So John chapter 15 speaks of not only simply that we are physically connected,
也不仅仅讲到是一直绑在一起，一个 constantly 的 abiding.
And also speaks of the fact that there's constantly they are abiding together, they are bound together.
它是一个活的，是一个生命的交流和住。
But the connection is also alive. There is something that is flowing between the two.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个问题就是出在我们这就是我们今天出的问题。
And the problem is here, what we have right now.
葡萄枝子盖在葡萄树上，谁都懂。
Everybody understand how the branches are connected to the vine.
但是从我们的生活，从教会现在目前各地的情形，我们都知道今天这是神家一个极大的缺乏。
From our lives, from our church, from the church throughout the world, we discover this is a lacking in God's house.
真在基督里跟不在基督里，那是截然不同的境界。
Whether we are truly in Christ or we are not in Christ, we are in completely different realms.
所以很多的时候，我们都想努力、努力、努力，想要结果子、结果子、结果子。
That's a lot of time we work very hard, we're being very diligent. We say, "I got to bear fruit, I got to bear fruit."
我想要得胜，我想要像耶稣，我要这样子，我要那样子。
I want to overcome.Come, I want to be like Jesus. I want to be such and such.
这都是好基督徒
And these are all good Christians.
而且我们在很多的地方都听到一些爱主的基督徒，在神家扛重任的基督徒几乎都 burn out 了。
And we hear oftentimes that those who are particularly pillars in God's house, who are bearing loads and responsibilities, they all experience being burnt out.
常常受伤、疲倦、耗竭。
They're wounded. They're tired. They're exhausted.
那弟兄姊妹，因为神所要的不是我们外面的这种挣扎跟努力。
And the reason is because God does not desire our outward efforts.
神所要的是里面内在生命透过我们自然的流露和彰显。
And what God desires is the overflowing, the manifestation of the inner life within.
我们都想当好爸爸。
We all want to be a great dad.
我们都想当好丈夫。
We all want to be a great husband.
我们都想当个温柔顺服的妻子。
We all want to be a gentle and obedient wife.
我们都希望在神家是个忠心的管家，是一个神的好的仆人。
We all want to be a good and a wise and a faithful servant in God's house.
但是弟兄姊妹，当我们自己用自己的力量想要达到的时候，你就发现我们耗竭，我们疲倦，我们失望。
But we discover every time we want to use our own strength to accomplish those things, we find ourselves exhausted and we are without hope.
有一个在古代有一个教育大臣，他有一天要向国王表达他教育在国家带来的果效。
There was a prime minister, he wants to display to the emperor the results of his plan concerning education.
他那天把他所训练的猫带到国王的面前来表演。
So that day he brought a cat that he's been training before the emperor to show him.
这些猫都穿着这种衣服，然后推着小车来奉茶。
And all these cats are adorned in wonderful clothing. They're pushing pushing a cart to serve the emperor tea.
Oh, 那样子走路像个人一样这样子哈。
And they walk as if they're humans.
哇，那个全场都在鼓掌，这个国王非常喜乐。他说。他就跟国王讲，这就是教育的结果。
And the audience was all clapping, and they're all very excited what they're seeing. And the prime minister says, "This is the product of education."
那有一个认识神的仆人在那里看了以后，就跟国王说，啊，表演太好了，能不能请他再表演一次啊
？And the servant of the Lord who knows the Lord well says that this is a wonderful performance. Can you ask him to do it again, please?
能够请更多的人来看，也把皇后、王子、公主都请来，我们一起来看。
And let's get more people here to really observe and watch this display. Ask the queen and all the common people to come and observe.
啊，国王一口答应，那个人也很高兴，教育大臣。
Of course, the king says yes. This is wonderful. Let's do it.
所以等到当下一次在表演的时候，就在众人惊叹称许的时候。
And as they were being as this is being displayed and performed again in the midst of that act, a wonderful act.
这个神的仆人袖子一挥。
The servant of the Lord he cast his sleeves.
这样挥了一下以后，两三只小老鼠跑出来了。
Two three mice came out of his sleeves and they began to run across the floor.
啊，那些猫。端茶端到一半，一看到老鼠，一丢了就去追哈。
And those cats, all of a sudden they stop what they were doing and start chasing after the mice.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到本性的时候
，And when we find what is in their nature,
实际圣经上早就说没有一个人能够凭着自己在神面前被称义的。
And that's why Scripture says that no one can be deemed righteous according to their own nature.
我们这个会犯罪的生命。当那个环境出来的时候，如果不是神的恩典，不是神的保守。不是神生命的替代，很多的时候我们这个人就是失败。
The sinful nature, unless it's by the grace of God, He keeps us. Unless it's the life of Christ that replaces us, we'll find that we will fail.
所以今天在我们这段的圣经里面，我们要来看几件很重要的事情。
So in these portions of scriptures, we want to see some key things.
啊，我把它倒过来讲。第一个，我先讲第八节。
I'm going to go backwards. I'm going to start with verse 8.
在这里说，你们要多结果子，父就因此得荣耀，你们也就真是我的门徒了。
It says, by this my Father is glorified.That you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
好，弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们一个非常非常荣耀、神圣的托付和使命啊。
This is a glorious commission, a commandment that the Lord has given to us.
你先不要去想结果子，结果子。
Don't keep thinking about I need to bear fruit. I need to bear fruit.
我希望你知道说，神居然要叫我们来荣耀他。
And I want you to have this perception and understanding that God wants us to glorify Him.
我曾经说过，今天我们这个人跟荣耀是无份的。
And I said this before, we have nothing to do with glory.
就算你拿了十个诺贝尔奖，不叫荣耀，那只是人的荣誉而已。
And even if you have 10 Nobel Prize, you won the 10 Nobel Prize, that is just but an honor. It's not glory.
荣耀是独归神的，是神的所事。跟神的作为
A glory can only be attributed to God because it's of who He is and of what He has done.
例如说，他创造天地万物。
For example, He created the universe, heaven and the earth.
诸天在述说神的荣耀，穹苍在传扬神的手段。
All heaven proclaims the glory of the Lord.
这个宇宙的浩瀚大到一个地步，让我们觉得神你真伟大。
The universe is so immense to the extent that we cry out.How great is our God?
但是这么大的宇宙，它是说有就有了，命立就立了。
And the expanse of this universe came to existence, came to be by the words of His command.
哦，他的那个全能，在他的创造中，在他的作为中显明出来。
His power, His might is displayed in His creation.
你看人类在大天灾、火灾、火山、地震、海啸面前。多么无助
And you see how helpless we are in the midst of natural disasters in the midst of natural disasters.
这不过是在浩瀚的宇宙中，小小的地球上面发生了一点小事而已。
But these are just small tremors on the earth in the midst of this big universe.
人毫无招架的余地。
We do not have any ability to deal with those natural disasters.
所以当南海海啸来的时候。那个23万人就这样被吞灭了。
When the tsunami comes, 230,000 people is consumed in an instant.
神的作为，神自己的性情叫做荣耀。
And when we talk about the nature of God, the things that God has done, we say that is glory, that's glorious.
而他今天居然把他的荣耀托付给我们。
And yet today, He commit unto us.Glory,
要叫我们成为他荣耀的彰显
That we may be the manifestation of the glory of God.
所以弟兄姊妹千万不要把荣耀只是想成外面一些好行为好事情
So brothers, do not simply attribute to the good deeds that we perform as glorious.
荣耀乃是神的性情神的作为透过人被彰显出来
Glory is that the very nature of God and the things that God is doing is being revealed through us.
所以你就晓得我他多么高抬我们这样子的人
So you need to understand how elevated we are by God.
所以以赛亚书43章第7节他说凡称为我名下的子民是我为着自己的荣耀所创造所造
Isaiah 43 says, those who are created by my name are for my glory.
所以当我们在这里流露基督活出神的生命的时候这个叫做荣耀。
So there's an outflow of the nature of Christ through our lives. This is called glory.
所以下一句说你们也就真是我的门徒了。
And so therefore in verse 8, at the conclusion it says, indeed you are then my disciples.
我们在讲新人门训的时候说到门徒的意义就是像耶稣。
When we talked about Newman discipleship, we said that the purpose of discipleship is that we would be like Christ.
我们不光会被人家认出来说哦这些人是跟过耶稣的人。
Not only would people identify,and say these are followers of Christ.
啊，这些人虽然没有学过什么学问，但是却认出来是跟过耶稣的人。
They are uneducated, but people can discover and identify they have followed Christ.
啊，甚至像马可福音十四章说，这些人是跟耶稣一伙的，跟耶稣是一党的。
And just as Mark chapter 14 says, they are in the same group or they are in the same a clan as Christ.
啊，这一辈子什么帮派都不要参加，只能够参加耶稣党。
Don't be in any gang in this life other than the gang.That belongs to Christ.
我小的时候也不是小的时候了。我大概十三四岁的时候去参加一个初中生的夏令会啊。
When I was about in my teens, about 13, 14 years of age, I went to a young people's retreat.
讲员在讲圣经的真理，说我们活着是耶稣的时候。
And the speaker was speaking this truth that as we live, we ought to live Christ.
他说叫我们每一个人自己说。我是小耶稣
And he told everybody to say, I am a little Christ.
全场安静，没有人敢讲。
Everybody was quiet, dead silent. Nobody dared to say it.
十几岁青少年都是很背叛、不听话的时候。
We know that we were very rebellious in our teenage years.
没有一个敢讲说我是小耶稣。
No one dared to utter the words, I am a little Christ.
我现在请你们讲我是小耶稣，好不好？
Would you all please say it right now?
一起说。
Everybody together. I am...Little Christ.
感谢主，还有人敢说。
Praise God, some of you are saying it.
弟兄姊妹，耶稣在我们里面要出来，他说这就真是我的门徒。
And when Jesus truly can be seen through our lives, then he can say, "You are indeed my disciple."
而要达到这样子的境界。
And to come to this place, this realm.
要有这样子的见证。
And to come to this place, a testimony.
接下来我们就来看这条路到底在哪里。
Then we need to come and see what is the way that would get us there.
他把一个荣耀的地位跟一个荣耀的关系赐给了我们。
He's already given us a glorious position. He's already given us a glorious relationship.
他说我是真葡萄树。
He says, "I am the true vine."
我父是栽培的人。
He said, "My father is the vine dresser."
到了第四节，他说我是葡萄树。
And then verse 4, he says, "I am the vine."
你们是枝子。
And you are the branches.
这么伟大的神啊
！This awesome God.
他把他自己降卑、降卑、降卑、降卑到一个地步，跟我们。Identify 跟我们是合一的
This awesome God he humbles himself to the point Now he can be identified with us That we are one
所有属天的伟大所有他的权柄通通在这个连接里面他赐给我们
All the awesomeness of this glory This heavenly glory And this grace he has given it to us
我是葡萄树我是真葡萄树你们是枝子
I am the true vine You are the branches
我已经说过了他为什么讲我是真葡萄树因为旧约新约里面都讲神的百姓叫葡萄树叫葡萄园
Or the reason why Jesus needs to say that he is the true vine because in the Old Testament the nation of Israel was called the vine.
但是神的百姓不管旧约新约都 failed God 都失败了
The people of God whether the Old Testament or the New Testament we all failed God.
所以主耶稣在这里说我是真葡萄树
So therefore God has to Jesus cries out and says I am the true vine.
因为要能够活出那个荣耀来必须是从这个生命里面出来的。
Because to be able to live out the glory of God, it must come out of this particular life.
没有一个旧造的人，没有一个旧造的组织，没有一个任何人的方法可以把神的荣耀彰显出来。
There's no ounce of all creation, whether by man or organization or by any schemes of man, can bring about the glories of God.
只有从这个 true wine 才可能长出葡萄来。
Only it is from this true vine.Can good grapes grow?
可以长出神所要的果子来。
To bring forth the fruits that God desires.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个荣耀的事实。
So this is a glorious truth.
他居然降卑，把我们跟他合而为一。
That he would humble himself. himself, that we are united as one with him.
而且这一个连结，这一个关系是一个不改变的事实。
And this union, this relationship is a truth that will never change.
今天我们后面会说会被切掉，会被修理，弟兄姊妹，是因为我们在主观上我们失去了这个交通。
And we see in these verses when it talks about those branches that would be cut off, that would be pruned away, speaks of experientially we are severed from the fellowship with God.
所以你要知道，圣经上从来没有讲叫我们要去追求果子。
And the scripture you will never find anywhere that tells us to pursue bearing fruit.
没有叫我们去追求一些特殊的经历。
And it would tell us to go pursue any special experiences.
圣经只教导我们要去追求主。
But the scripture tells us to pursue after God.
当我们得着主、经历主的时候，自然就有果子，自然就有经历。
When we have the Lord, when we have Him, then we naturally would have these experiences and the fruits.
你看我们今天的背诵经文啊。
Look at the verses that we're supposed to memorize today.
我是特别的恩典，只挑了第五节。
I only picked verse 5 today.
跟第八节的主题经文。
And verse 8, which is our theme verse for the year.
我的第一稿讲章背诵经文是第一节到第八节，都放在上面。
And the theme for the outline, I actually have verse 1 through 8 altogether.
但是不想新年就给大家挫折感，所以我先列只列的第五节。我们来看一下，好不好？
Let's come and look at these two verses together.
他说我是葡萄树
He says, I am the vine.
你们是枝子
You are the branches.
这是客观的关系客观的事实
And this is the objective truth.
这是基督所做成的基督的恩典
And this is what Christ has already done. This is the grace of God.
接下来
And then it says,
藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面
He who abides in me, I in him.
这是讲到我们的责任了
And this talks about our responsibility now.
前面那一段是先讲主所以那是他做成的那是他的恩典我是葡萄树你们是枝子
The very first sentence speaks of what God has already accomplished His responsibility Jesus says I am the vine You are the branches
而第二句是我们摆在前面藏在我里面的我也藏在他里面
And you see the second sentence now We are now proceeding He says He who abides in meI in him.
那是讲到我们怎么回应，那是我们的责任。
Now is our responsibility. How do we respond to the very first sentence?
所以你在中文的圣经里面会发现，不仅仅说你们要藏在我里面，那是命令，也讲到你们若在我里面，那是拣选。
You'll see that not only the Lord commands that you need to abide in Him, and also says, "Unless you abide in me," speaks of a command and a choice.
所以跟主连结不仅是一个客观的事实。
And to be connected with Jesus is not only an objective truth.
与主连结也是主的命令和要求你们要住在我里面
To be connected with Jesus, you need to also understand it's a command from the Lord. You must abide in me.
那住在主里面也是一个主观的拣选那是一个应许
And we also say you discover that you abiding in the Lord is also a subjective choice.
所以才会说你若
And therefore, we see the words unless throughout these verses.
或是人若不住在我里面，就要像枝子枯干被丢在外面。
And unless you abide in me, you will wither away and be cast out.
所以我们软弱，没有一个人可以有借口的。
And so if we are weak, none of us have any excuses.
我们失败，没有一个人可以有借口。
When we fail, none of us have excuses.
因为没有一个连结在葡萄树上的人，他可能失败。
There's no one that is abiding or connected to this vine can fail.
没有一个真正跟肢体活在交通的跟树活在交通的里面他的生命会枯竭的
And there's no one who's in true fellowship with this vine will suffer dryness within their lives
所以当他在那里讲我是葡萄树你们是枝子
So here when the Lord says I am the vine you are the branches
接下来就是讲到我们到底要怎么回应这么伟大的救恩
And then it continues to say how are we to respond to such a great salvation
藏在我里面的我就藏在他里面
He who abides in me I will also abide in him
接下来是什么这人就多结果子
You will bear much fruit
所以请大家听清楚哈
So pay attention
结果是必然的结果
To bear fruit is a natural result
感谢主他翻译都翻出来了你们听得懂哈
Understand?
结果子不是神的要求 结果子是必然该有的结果
To bear fruit is not a command from the Lord It's a natural result that is to come
神的要求是要我们爱耶稣要我们追求耶稣要我们连与耶稣
What God requires of us is to love Jesus To be connected to Jesus
今天世界上的人把这个反过来
And so the world turns this concept around
劝人为善
And they admonish people to be good
有那么多 character building 的学校出来了
A lot of school, a lot of teachings concerning character building
一直在这里说要 塑造性格塑造性格你离开基督塑造什么性格
And they keep talking about cultivating characters cultivating good characters Apart from Christ, what characters can we have?
不过教出一些会倒茶的猫就是了
What we have done is basically train up cats that can perform an act
弟兄姊妹神要改变的是我们生命的本质
What God wants to do is change the very nature of our lives
所以我是葡萄树你们是枝子
And so the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches
我们不要去挣扎不要去努力不要去追求什么我们要做的一件事情住在这个葡萄树你就多结果子
Don't fight, don't struggle, don't try Simply abide in this vine and you will bear fruit
因为离了我你们就不能做什么
Because apart from him, we can do nothing
这次我们在上面讨论的时候很多人都问到这个问题 难道离了主我真的不能做什么吗
During the co-workers retreat, we had a very fruitful discussion Is it really true that apart from the Lord, I can't do anything?
离了主我们可以做很多事情
And we really feel that apart from the Lord, we can actually still do a lot of things
对不对 我们可以开车我们可以做这个做那个
I can drive, I can do this, I can do that.
所以还有人问说难道我连喂小孩养小孩没有主我都不能做吗
To feed my kids, to raise up my kids, doesn't mean that I can't do those things without the Lord.
弟兄姊妹我们这里主在这里说的离了主我们什么都不能做。
What the Lord is saying when he says, apart from me, you can do nothing.
是指离了主我们不可能有任何属灵的这个活出或是见证来的。
And what the Lord is saying that apart from Him, there is no spiritual living out of any aspect within our lives.
我是求主怜悯哈，我决定相信很多很多的，不要说是传道人，连弟兄姊妹没有主都可以讲道的。
I ask of God's mercy, and when I say this, I know that there are a lot of preachers, brothers and sisters, they will be able to preach without the Lord.
因为就着人的口才、人的能力、人的思想、人的理性，人可以做很多事情。
According to the eloquence of men, or the thought that God's given us, the abilities that we have, we are able to do a lot of things.
但我能不能讲一篇充满了生命、充满了圣灵、充满了膏油、充满了让人能够遇见神的信息？没有主，我们不能做的。
By the way, I can speak a message that's full of life, spirit, and a truth.And that reveals the Lord. Apart from the Lord, I cannot do it.
我们可以做很多事，你可以养孩子，你可以扫厕所，你可以当招待，可以放 projector.
You can raise kids. You can clean the bathroom. You can be the usher. You can even be the projection team.
但是如果我们不在圣灵里面的话，这些东西你不可能结出荣耀神的果子。
Unless you are doing it in the Holy Spirit, you cannot bear fruit that would bring glory to God.
那不过是人的一个 performance.
It is but a performance that we are going through.
一个人尽心竭力带来的结果，甚至得到很多的掌声。
And yes, we are doing it with all the diligence of our heart. Maybe we bring the clapping and the accolades of men.
但是那个却不能够被神收到永生的仓里面去的。
But those things cannot be put into the storehouse of God.That God would esteem as that would last unto eternal.
但是当我连于葡萄树的时候
But when I am abiding in the vine,
我做任何事情
No matter what I do,
千万不要再去分属灵的事跟属世的事
I can no longer distinguish the things that are called spiritual and not spiritual.
当我真连于葡萄树的时候，我在这里喂孩子，我在这里扫厕所，我在这里做任何的事情，我都可以荣耀神
When I'm truly connected to the vine, whether I am feeding my child while I'm cleaning the bathroom, whatever services that I am doing it unto the glory of God.
就像一个姊妹说的，她做鸡给弟兄姊妹吃，她在那里拔毛的时候，她都可以在主里面拔。
As a sister was sharing, one time she was making chicken soup for brother and sister. She actually had to pluck the feather off of this chicken. She said, "I could do it in the Lord."
不然拔毛多无聊。
How boring it is to pluck the hair off of a chicken.
交差了事也可以，对不对？
We could do it very just casually, just doing a task.
但是我们学习在圣灵里拔，不仅我不烦躁。
But when we learn to do it in the spirit of the Lord, not only do I not get frustrated.
我们也希望把最好的带到神家，带到神儿女们中间。
We do it in the mindset of I want to bring the very best into God's house for the people of God.
你 你不好好祷告，不好好预备，不好好靠圣灵，你礼拜五一样带查经。
And you don't pray, you don't rely on the Lord, and you don't prepare in the Lord. You maybe you can still lead Bible study on Friday night.
弟兄姊妹的爱跟包容不会给你什么麻烦。
The love of brother and sister, then how the brother and sisters are willing to accompany, accept you, may not give you a whole lot of problems.
但是就着属灵的实际来说，你没有给神家带来祝福。
But concerning spiritual reality, you did not bring about any blessings in God.
就算你自己很认真的预备，如果不是在圣灵里来带的话，我们也是带来的自己的聪明，自己的成果、就是、
And I would even dare to say that even if you are diligent in preparing, unless you do it in the preparedness of the Lord, you but bring about your own understanding, your own wisdom to everyone.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们怎么样子能够在主的面前能够学习回到这个身体里面。
So brother and sister, how do we learn to come back to this body?
朋友，你收听了节目后有何感想呢？请你在活在耶稣里福音网页下端点击联络我们，在主内分享彼此的见证好吗？如果你需要我们为你祷告，也请留言，我们愿主耶稣通过他的真理和圣灵工作帮助你不断在主里更新生命。